from the stars, show your human scars. Tell me what it's like to believe. Through my Christ-haunted thoughts that the losses you bought are the nights that you peopled with your dreams. Well, I've got no answers for heartbreaks or cancers, but a savior who suffers them with me. Sing goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker. Spread out on the road, the rocks and the weeds. Come down from your mountain, your high-rise apartment. Tell me of the God you know who bleeds. What to tell my daughter when she has so many. And I failed to feel her heaviness with peace. Well, I've got no answers for hurt knees or cancers, but a savior who suffers them with me. Singing goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker. Spread out on the road, the rocks and the weeds. Shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap? And sell my body to my maker and my heart unto my savior. Spread me on the road, the rocks and the weeds. Spread me on the road.
Yeah. That's John Mark McMillan. And that's his song, The Road, The Rocks, and The Weeds. And I thought it'd be fitting today. I want to go over the lyrics of this song. My boy Jordan hit me to this artist. And John Mark is such, he's the guy that wrote, what's that sloppy wet kiss song? The one that made popular by Crowder. Let me see. What's that song called? Man, it ain't even, he did King of My Heart. You know, he did that one. He did Oh, How He Loves Us. How He Loves Us. Oh, How He Loves Us. He wrote that song. That was made popular by Crowder, John Crowder, whatever his name is. Anyway, just an amazing, amazing lyricist, the way he writes. And also too, like, what I really love about how he writes is it's so, It's just a deeper look into this faith of this Christian faith. And sorry for doing two Christian things in a row, but it is Easter. It is the Holy Week. It is that time. And so, you know, if we're going to do it, we do it now. So anyway, he just is so poetic with the illustrations. And so again, he does it again here with this song, The Road That Rocks and the Weeds. And so the lyrics are, I'm kind of just trying to just break it down, at least what it means to me, and, you know, because I think it really is something. And it just fits so much with the last thing I did about why I'm still a Christian. It speaks to those things so well. So, you know, it starts out, come down from the stars, show your human scars, and tell me what it's like to believe. Right? To me, that's the resurrected Jesus, right? That's Jesus coming back from the dead as Christ. And he's something new. He's not the same. He's not the same Jesus they've been walking and talking with. This is a different Jesus, you know. And he shows his human scars, right? The doubting Thomas has to put his hand in the wound just to see, you know. And tell me what it's like to believe, right? And that's what Jesus does, right? He shows us how to be one with the divine. How to be one with the divine. To be the new archetype, the new Adam. The one, be one with the divine. God and man in one. Boom. That's you. You got this now. You are God and man in one. Through my Christ-haunted thoughts, that the losses you bought and the night you peopled, the night that you peopled with your dreams. Don't know what peopled with your dreams means. That's too deep for me. That's too smart. All right. But the losses you bought, the losses you bought. I was telling a friend, you know, what's really interesting about, fascinating about Jesus is one of the ways he takes on the system of the world system. You think about this, like my man Jesus walking around just before he's crucified, defeats death, comes back, and he's performing all these miracles, healing, giving sight to the blind, and making the lame to walk. You know, he's killing trees, just talking to them, just like, dead, you should die, and it kills a tree. Someone with that kind of power most certainly could have overthrown the world system at that time, which at that time would have been Rome, right? Today it would have been America. You know what I mean? Easily, someone who could do some shit like that can overthrow a mere mortal. But he doesn't go that route. He doesn't go that route because I think he knows that that just begets more of the same. More of the same. When you play the game according to their rules, it'll always be their game, even when you win. And he knows that. And so he defeats the whole system, undermines the whole thing by just simply not playing by their rules. Doing the opposite. Surrendering and submitting to a death, the worst death of the possible at that time. And by all accounts during those days, you know, he lost. You know, there's a lot of people still today saying, well, he lost, you know. Most learned, educated people can come to the agreement that, yeah, there's enough documentation that there was a physical dude walking around named Jesus. Where the rubber hits the road is, you know, whether or not he died and came back. Everyone, like, pretty much can agree, yeah, he died, right? There's enough evidence when you look through all documents in the history that they can go, yeah, there was a guy that walked around. It was, you know, and he died. And where it differs is like, okay, did he come back? And there's some people that's like, yeah, he came back. I saw him. He was dead. Now he's not. He just undermines the whole system. He says, I'm not going to play by your rules. I'm not going to play by your rules. Your egotistical, self-important, look at me, lift me up. Yeah, Jesus gets lifted up onto a cross. It's just like, look, you want to be a Christian, man, think about this before you do it. Because this is the example. The example is, you're going to get lifted up onto a cross. How many preachers today are used to stepping up onto the platform to be lifted up and talk to their people? Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy. Pass the bucket. Holla at your boy. That sounds very cynical. It's not. Guess what, my preacher friends? Y'all are all on the same level as me today. Y'all have the same access to the same technology that I do today. We are all on the same level. And our Savior gets lifted up, but he gets lifted up to a cross. Wow. Well, I've got no answers for heartbreaks or cancers, but a Savior who suffers them with me. Man, that's so good. Back to the lyrics here with John Mark McMillan. The road, the rocks, and the weeds on this Easter Sunday. I've got no answers for heartbreaks or cancers, but a Savior who suffers them with me. Man. You know, it took me 42 years to truly feel that. Well, shoot, I was 18, 19 when I met Jesus, so 20-some years for me to really get that. Yeah, because I think I always tried to answer those questions for heartbreaks or cancers. And we do. We religious folk try. How many times I've heard on these Zoom meetings, man, you know, God, there's a plan. God's got a plan. Well, part of his plan was killing a bunch of people through COVID. That's kind of weird. That's a weird plan, dude. I get what you're saying, though. What you're saying is, you know, it's going to be all right. That's what you're saying. And so I got no answers for heartbreaks, cancers. I don't know why we all trapped in the closet like R. Kelly right now, you know. But a Savior who suffers them with me. These next lines here. Saying goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker is spread out on the road, the rocks, and the weeds. Goodbye, Olympus. Olympus, I think he's referring to the Greek god, Olympus. Olympus, not Olympus. Olympus. Ancient Greek religion and mythology, the 12 Olympians are the major deities of the Greek pantheon, commonly considered to be Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, all them folks. All them folks. What's that movie? Where he goes, release the Kraken. Like that. Saying goodbye, Olympus. I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone if anyone still prays to Zeus. But most people, most of us have kind of come to places like, yeah, that was kind of back then. I don't know, maybe in a couple thousand years, they'll be like, yeah, that back then they used to believe in this dude. But most people aren't still on this Olympian thing. Most people consider that. Popular majority is considered that that's like an old way of thinking. But let's keep going. All right. Next, second verse, right? Come down from your mountain, your high-rise apartments, and tell me of the God you know who bleeds. I think that there's religion done improperly. Not religion, but the ego, the human ego, my personal ego, can take religion and use it. Richard Rohr says, if you try to change, if you try to rid yourself of ego with the help of your ego, you just end up with a better disguised ego. Religion can be perverted and used to just make your ego look more polished and better, really. And that's completely in contrary to Christ and his teachings. Christ and his teachings is the first shall be last and the last shall be first. What? the Christ is like, yeah, lift me up onto a cross so I can die for everybody. You're not as important as you think you are, right? It's at the same time you take that step and you say, I am not worthy. In that same breath, you can also say, I'm worthy. But until you've reached that, until you've gone through that process of truly understanding, it's like step one, right? That you are powerless and your life is unmanageable. Until you come to that step truly. And for me, I've come to that because I'm a damn fool. I'm a damn fool. Man, if I get let loose, man, I do all kinds of crazy stuff, man. I drive miles to go pick up drugs, to just, you know, sit alone behind, do weird things. But religion, it can, you know, think about it, right? I'm going to heaven, but you ain't going to heaven, right? That don't sound very spiritual, but that's what a lot of people think. I know the truth. What you think is wrong. What you think is wrong. What you believe is a lie, but what I believe is true, right? That religion unchecked, religion controlled. This is why I have such a hard time, man, with a lot of my brothers and sisters in this faith, man. I just do, you know. They're so full of themselves still. Like me too, I'm full of myself. I'm full of myself. You know, look at me. I got a mic crack. I got two cameras on. I'm going live to the interwebs. I got to be a little bit full of myself to think that that I got anything to offer anyone, right? I got to be enough delusional. Just can never believe that hype. We can't believe the hype, you know? So tell me of the God you know who bleeds. Because the God that so many people believe in is not a God who suffers. We've taken the whole thing about Jesus dying for us, and a lot of us are just taking that as a pass, you know. I mean, like, oh, Jesus did it. Jesus paid it all for him. I owe. All right, yeah, maybe, yeah, that's true, but not complete. Complete is pick up your own cross. Like, you got to pick up a cross. That you, I'm setting the example to you. You're going to have to suffer for another. You're going to have to suffer for another. But we don't, right? It's like, hey, oh, I love you. I love you. Praise be. Praise be. God bless you. Oh, but no, you can't have my last roll of toilet paper. But that's my TV. This is my laptop. This is my house. This is mine. Right? Well, Jesus is all in. So tell me of the God you know who bleeds. And what to tell my daughter when she has so many questions and I fail to fill her heaviness with peace. Yeah. When I've got no answers for her knees or cancers, but a Savior who suffers them with me. Saying goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker. Spread out on the road, the rocks, and the weeds. Come on now. Do I got to break that down? Do I got to break that down? But a Savior suffers in with me. So goodbye, Olympus. Goodbye to this egotistical, religious way of life. To this way of life that says, I am in and you are out. Goodbye. Goodbye to this, I am better than you. Goodbye to what's mine is mine. And I'll let the church divvy out what little bit I give to them. I'm not finna do none, but just count these trees. And then the bridge, it goes in here, and I'm not even going to try to do the bridge. He goes into this falsetto voice, which some people might get really turned off by. And Aphrodite would not weep, nor Zeus would suffer for the weak. But have you come to stand inside my pain? And all the things I begged you for, eternity and evermore, are hidden with me here beneath the rain. Man, that touches me, man. That made me emotional, man. I've been crying on this thing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to cry on this. It is Easter, though. If I wasn't going to cry, today would be the day to cry. Man. This God that's far off. If you think about these, the way that that people practiced in those, you know, with the gods like that, right? I think the Romans were into these gods. That it was a, God was always like, if something bad happened, the crop didn't come out right, it's because they did something to anger the gods. Like a lot of people talk about, well, there's so many different flood stories, right? And you get this flood story that's in the Jewish scripture. You know, the difference is, and this too, like, we forget that Jesus was a Jewish man. He grew up a Jewish man. You know what I mean? He died on a very significant Jewish holiday. This ain't just Easter. You know, this is Passover. This is some important times right now to a lot of people. We forget about that. You know. But, you know, in the Jewish scripture that God does the flood, and then he goes, ah, I ain't doing that no more. Trust me. You know, that was heavy. That was heavy. I ain't doing that again. You know. But these other gods, that with Aphrodite would not weep, Zeus would suffer for the weak, right? But have you come to stand inside my pain? That God is not far off, away with his arms folded and his holy white beard and all those angels around him just saying, you know, that God is here with us, standing inside the pain. This one right here, this next thing, this is, I think this is why this touches me so much, because this line here, because I really have, if I'm being honest, man, I really have kind of wanted more from God than actually God, right? I've wanted the blessings of God and not so much the, the actual presence of it. And all the things I begged you for, eternity and evermore, are hidden with me here beneath the rain. It's here. It's here. It's now. The whole thing, the whole incarnation of God in Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the whole concept of that is that God is down here with us. It's just like, how do you miss that? We miss it because we don't teach the Trinity. We don't teach the Trinity. We don't teach this Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's three in one, one in three. It's all together. The fullness of God. Scripture says that the fullness of God, the thing that rose Christ from the dead, is alive and living in us today. Bam. What? This is what I mean by perfect union between God and man. Right? That's why I call Jesus my brother. Jesus levels the playing field. You're going to get lifted up, yeah, onto a cross. Onto a cross. Eternity and evermore hidden with me here beneath the rain. The thing that really touches me is just like, man, all the things I begged you for, eternity and evermore. I think when I stopped really thinking about afterlife, right? I'll blame my boy Jordan for that too. Mother Hubbard's, you know. But once I stop, like, you think about afterlife. What a terrible thing, afterlife. The whole thing, man, the whole afterlife concept undermines, at least it's been presented to us in such a way that it undermines the value of the life we have here today. It undermines it. It says that it'll be better when I get to heaven. It'll be better. It'll be better. Right now sucks, but it won't when I'm in heaven. Right? Like, and I don't mean to belittle or make fun of someone who has lost a dear loved one and has the hope of reconciliation in heaven and the afterlife. I don't mean that. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. And I'm not saying there ain't. I hope there is. I hope I do when it does happen. I do cross over and I get to kick it with my grandfather. You know what I mean? I kick it with my grandfather before I kick it with John Lennon. You know? So I don't mean to belittle that. But I'm just saying that in the wrong context, which sometimes it is given to us in the wrong context. You know, if heaven's all that great, then why don't we just rejoice when everyone dies? Why don't we just be like, yep, he did. He back in glory. And some people do. My dear friend lost his wife. And he is a great example of what a Christian can be. And even sitting with him, he knows the heaviness and the loss that he's experienced. He knows that heaviness. And he's not scared of that heaviness. But he has a hope for the future. And heaven and afterlife. I mean, afterlife is that hope. It's now and not yet. You know, now and not yet. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is within you. Is in you. It's here. It's now. All this, everything that he says here, John Mark, on this song, it's all scripture, you know. Eternity and evermore. And Jesus blows their mind with that. The kingdom of heaven is now. It's here. It's in you. It's in you. It's not out there. It's in you. It's hidden here with me beneath the rain, in the storm. This is why I think sometimes this religious people, who I love and absolutely despise at the same time, I'm sorry. It's my truth. That's my truth. My truth. I don't like that either. But anyway, you know, I kind of stopped being involved in this one church, big church, because everybody was just like glad, happy, glad handing me, you know? How you doing, buddy? Well, you know, honestly, I've been kind of depressed and, you know, I was suicidal a couple months ago. Wow, that's, I'll send you an email. That's heavy. Okay, bye. You know? And that was my experience. And so I was kind of like, psh, eh, I'm out here. That's what's so amazing is really the 12-step community is the best example we have of. In my limited experience and knowledge, what I have understood and being a part of multiple different fellowships, right? That I've seen the 12-step fellowship be more the body of Christ than the church. This is the real. Because they are with me in the rain. They know what it's like to be in the storm. And so eternity and evermore is hidden with me in beneath the rain. Like, there's some literature in the 12-step community that says, you know, that we won't regret the past, but we'll use it as a tool to help another person. Man, eternity and evermore is hidden with me here beneath the rain. In that pain. I've asked this of a lot of people. I say, hey, do you think that someone can really truly either come to that first step or come to a real true place of repentance, meaning to just shift up their thinking, without really experiencing that rock bottom, that absolute, like, smashing into something that's stronger than you are and getting knocked on your butt and going, okay, all right. That's my experience, you know? I had to get put in submission, you know what I mean? Even Scripture talks about that. Hand him over to his sin so he can learn. You know, and that's happened to me. That's why I think I start this journey, and I'm compelled to go on this journey because I need this journey. You know what I mean? I need it. Sitting with me. So let's go next. These next lines are pretty powerful too. So shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap? I could tell you so many times, man, we do this digital missionary thing, dude. And yeah, we got digital statistics, right? And we don't got them numbers, them big numbers, like so many people got them big numbers. Just because we don't talk that shit. We don't play that game, you know? We try to just be real and be us and grow organically, and it's slow, and, you know, it's okay, you know? But it's hard to know. It's hard to know if what we do, right? The documentaries, the app, the going live on Facebook. By the way, I'm going live on Facebook, not because I really, really want to be live on Facebook, but because when I go live, I'm forced to commit to this. I got to go. I got to. I can't, like, if I mess up, man, I better be quick on my draw, like, you know, McGraw. I got to be real. I got to be ready. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to fall in love. Yeah. I got to be ready. So that's why I go live. I go live because it makes me, it's like once I hit that live button, I'm like, ooh. I had a little bit of bubble guts today when I was finna go live. I'm like, oh, am I ready to go? And just press the button. Because once I'm live, I'm on. It's gone. I got to do this, you know. That's really why I'm going live. But I'm also going live too because I want to share this stuff, man. It's really helped me, you know. These concepts, right? Like that Zeus wouldn't suffer for the weak, you know. But you, God, had come stand with me inside the pain, right? Eternity nevermore hidden with me here beneath the rain, right? I want to share that with y'all. You know, I could tell you, you know, I could tell you this. I could tell you that a life with Jesus is worth it, man. It is worth it. It is worth it. And I know you've probably, a lot of people, man, you know, I said this last time, you know, most people don't got a problem with Jesus. They just got a problem with his followers, his peoples. Christianity is responsible for more alternative and progressive thought than they care to admit. All them church hurts, man. So it's hard to know, and shall I revel in the soil? Shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap? You know, there's just an obedience to that. There's just doing the next right thing, whether I see the results of it or not. It's sharing in a meeting my most authentic version of myself, no matter how dumb or unrecovered I sound, because it might lead to a crop that I may never live to reap. I may never get to see it. You know, you may never get to see the thing you did for a person, the good thing you did, you know? I'm trying to think of like something that I've done, like something that someone's done for me that's really meant something to me that for them might not have meant something, you know? I'm thinking of Mr. Gaines back in East Bakersfield High School, 1993-94-ish. And I just friended him on Facebook, following him. I don't know if he remembers me, but, you know, he was just such a good teacher. So patient, so much fun, and so skilled, and had this way of pushing you into being skilled and doing a good job without making you feel, you know, like you ought to, or this, like, pressure or a sense of failure if you did mess up. And it was opposite of my dad during those times. My dad made much transition and transformation. But at that time, my dad was the kind of guy that would, you know, berate you and verbally, you know, if I messed up. I lost this leather vest he made once when I was in grade school. Boy, he didn't let me live that down. He kept bringing that shit up all the time. That hurt. That's the opposite of it, right? Like someone could do something really kind to you and it can really last forever, but someone can also do something very selfish for themselves that really leaves a mark on you as well. Shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap? And that's that comes down to why we're doing this, right? Like, if you think about it, if I was to hit the croaker, right? If I was to pass on, right? If I was to join others in the celestial sky, right? I'm out there, boom, I'm smabbing into heaven. Smabbing into heaven, right? Walk it out. Walk it out. What up, Jesus? What up, Peter? Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing? I have left all this ridiculous footage that someone can tap into. Oh, thank God for that video Christian did in 2020 when we was into COVID. We was in the coronavirus. That guy was doing that. Thank God for that. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to be like, do something without feeling self-important, you know? I got some good people in my life, though. My boy Adam, just really such an encouragement to me to just get me to be me, you know? My boy Dax, you know? He blows in like the wind once or twice a year. Hits me up, you know. I'm just like, man, if you ain't having fun, we ain't having fun. So go have fun. Go have fun. Be you. We want to see you. We want to see the real you. Do I sound like him right now? I do. I'm going to clip it and I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to have someone clip it. It's really hard to clip your own stuff. All right, so next. So shall I plant sequoia and revel with the soil of a crop I know I never live to reap? The question, he answers it right away. Then sow my body to my maker and my heart unto my savior and spread me on the road, the rocks and the weeds. There it is right there, full circle. Yeah, I will revel in the soil. I'll plant sequoias of a crop I know I'll never live to reap. Sow my body to my maker and my heart unto my savior. I give it all. I give it all to you and your service. And listen. I am to the utmost of my ability. I just want to make sure this is heard to myself. I am to the utmost of my ability following Christ to the most authentic way that I can. I am. And if you got a problem with me and my theological stance or how I differ from you, then talk to Jesus about that. Because he's the guy, he's the one that sent me on this damn trip. You know what I mean? He's the one. I would have loved to just kick it. Man, you know how much easier it would be if I just agreed with the overall kind of arching American Christian theological stance, man? I'd be paid. I'd be a pastor somewhere. I'm hip. I got tattoos, you know. I got a little swag. You know what I mean? I'd be bossing it up in there, dude. You know? But what am I supposed to do? Deny the call? Where's that song, you know? Spirit, lead me. Where am I? Whatever. We can't touch the bottom of the ocean. Lead me to that. And that's where Christ has led me. Christ has said, I'm leading you over here. I'm like, dude, come on. Can't that just be in the flock? Can't that just be all up in with this other people's, man? It's such an easy game to play. It's such an easy game. It's so easy to live dualistically. It's so simple. It's so simple that there are good guys and bad guys. It's so much simpler when some of us are going to hell and some of us aren't. It's so much easier that way. Can I just stay there? No. No, son. You're going to plant sequoias. I'm going to show you that eternity and evermore is hidden with you here beneath the rain. I'm here to stand inside your pain. these last few years, you know, it's been quite a journey with Jesus. What a journey. And it's hard. It's hard because I want to talk about Jesus so much because I absolutely love Jesus and his teachings and Christ and the whole thing. I love it. But I feel like every time I start talking about it, I just get thrown and lumped into this whole other thing that has caused and created so much pain in other people. And so what you gonna do now? What you gonna do? You know, revel in the soil. That's it. That's what I gotta do. And so I'm following Christ to the best of my ability. That's what I'm doing right now. Cracking the mic, going live. I'm just using what I got. You know, I know how to use all this stuff. So I'm just doing what I know how to do. Using what I got and trying to do my best. And that's all I can do. So, you know, so many of us, you know, I'd love to be lifted up, stepping up on that stage, you know. I'd love that, you know, I'd love it, but I, you know, maybe in due time. And then also to say too, like those people who do step up there, like who's to say they haven't gone through that process? Who's to say that, you know, they aren't always dealing with their own ego? You can tell, you can see it. A man of God knows a man of God. A man of God knows a man of God. A person of God knows a person of God. We know it. We see the spark. We get it. We feel it. We're like, something's up with you. Something's up. We know it. I got a lot of brethren in the Christian community that are just, they put their money where their mouth is. They help and support us so hugely. Talk about humbling. Man. That's humbling. They're reveling in the soil with me, right? And so God has taken care of me. God has put the people around me and given me a community that gets me, that loves me, that cares for me in a way that I need to be cared for. And sometimes that don't look like a hug. Sometimes that looks like somebody saying, man, you need to go to a meeting. I think I've shared before, my boy Mitchell. Man, you need to go to a meeting. You need to do some step work. Man, forget you. 6 months later, I'm like, dang, I really need to be doing these steps. So, sow my body to my maker and my heart unto my savior and spread me on the road, the rocks and the weeds. My biggest regrets these days are when I get caught in my ego. And I'm no longer in that position of willingness to sow my body and my heart to my Savior. That's just sad. It's sad when that happens. And I entered into that this week, a couple days. I had a couple days of just ego, just in control. Unwilling to sow my body and my heart into my Savior. Unwilling to sow my future, my desires, into surrender my will to the care of God. As I understand them. Well, and that's a, you know, what do they say? My heart of hearts. That's a Christianese. My heart of hearts. I want to sow my body to my maker, my heart into my savior. And so that looks like this. It looks like cracking a mic, hanging lights, going live, being me, trying to do what I can do, and to do my part, you know. This is my service today. You know, we're doing something later tonight with Vision Warriors, which is cool. I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm not preaching or anything. I think I'm just facilitating tech. It is what it is. So, happy Easter, everybody. And even if you don't believe in Jesus, Jesus believes in you. And I love you. Jesus loves you. I think maybe we could end on that song again. Huh? What'd you think? Like I'm talking to someone that can answer me. All right. Here we go. Thank you.
the stars, show your human scars. Tell me what it's like to believe. Through my Christ-haunted thoughts that the losses you bought, how the nights that you peopled with your dreams. Well, I've got no answers for heartbreaks or cancers, but a savior who suffers them with me. Singing goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker. Spread out on the road, the rocks and the weeds.
Come down from your mountain, your high-rise apartment. Tell me of the God you know who bleeds. What to tell my daughter when she has so many. And I failed to feel her heaviness with peace. Well, I've got no answers for hurt knees or cancers, but a savior who suffers them with me. Singing goodbye, Olympus, the heart of my maker. Spread out on the road, the rocks and the weeds.
Shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap? And sell my body to my maker and my heart unto my savior. And spread me on the road, the rocks and the weeds. Spread me on the road.